Temple of the Bumblebee, Volume 5. This is the third story and it's called An Eye for an Eye. Avantika and Adi were super excited because this morning they were going trekking with Biplav. They quickly finished breakfast and headed out with their water bottles and sandwiches. Floppy, their lovable little cocker spaniel, had also joined them, flapping his ears and barking excitedly. They quickly left the home and started walking through the village towards the woods. As they passed by the houses, they could see the village coming to life with people coming out, cleaning their front lawns, reading the newspaper, or just enjoying nature with a refreshing cup of tea. As they passed Farmer Jaggu's house, he called out to them,
"Oi, Biplav, where are you off to this fine morning, huh?"
Good morning. We're going to the woods, Farmer Jaggu."
What woods? The woods can wait. You come in here and see the best vegetables from around the world. See this? Californian brandywine tomatoes and brinjals from Portugal. And can you guess what this is? These are the most special Russian potatoes.
How strange, Farmer Jaggu. India grows the best brandywine tomatoes in the world. We also export brinjals to Europe, where they call it aubergines. And India is also the largest producer of potatoes. Yet, you bought and imported those same plants from other countries.
Impertinent bee. You go to your blasted woods. Maybe you will find some plants to grow there in your stupid garden. Choo, go from here.
What a nasty man. Ignore him. He's too full of himself.
Yes, forget him. Look, these trees are nearly as tall as the buildings in the city.
And so they enjoyed the stroll through the woods with Floppy dancing between the trees as the sun peeped down at them through the tall branches. After about half an hour, they reached a screen overlooking the meadow, where they decided they should stop and have a little picnic.
"I love this spot. Excellent. Let's stop here."
Adi and Avantika sat in the shade of a large banyan tree and enjoyed delicious cheese, jam and butter sandwiches. Once they're done eating, Adi pulled out a ball and started playing catch with Floppy, while Biplav and Avantika dipped their toes in the cool waters of the stream. After a couple of hours, finally Biplav yawned.
"Let's head back. If we leave now, we can meet Farmer Balram for lunch."
They quickly packed up their stuff. Adi carefully refilled their water bottles from the stream as Avantika stuffed the haversacks with the sandwich wrappers, ensuring that absolutely no litter was left back. When they were done, the meadow looked exactly as it was when they first got there. Upon their return, as they were crossing Farmer Jaggu's garden, a strange sight greeted them. Farmer Jaggu stood crestfallen, his moustache drooping as he clutched a spray can in one hand.
"What's the matter, Farmer Jaggu? Is everything alright?"
"I don't know what curse you put on my vegetable garden. Soon after you left, some strange insects started crawling on my plants. I have sprayed a gallon of the best pesticide and yet haven't been able to get them off. It is all your fault." No, I know it is your fault only. It is this Biplav, he is very jealous."
"Very interesting.
See, my plants are dying and this Biplav finds it interesting. How insensitive he is."
"How dare you call Biplav insensitive?
Relax, everyone. What's interesting is that Farmer Jaggu's plants have been attacked by tomato hornworms."
Ramesh, they have attacked not just the tomatoes, but even the brinjal and the potato plants."
"Of course they have. Tomato hornworms destroy tomato, potato and brinjal plants. And don't waste time with that pesticide. It won't work. There is a perfectly natural solution for this problem. Abby, empty the spray can and fill it with water and a large spoon of detergent. Avantika, fetch a bowl of pepper.
So, Farmer Jaggu looked on bewildered as Addy snatched the spray can from him and rushed in with Avantika following. They quickly did as Biplob had instructed and came back.
Now spray all the plants, Addy, and make sure they are completely covered with the soap solution. What about me? Avantika, sprinkle the pepper on the plants that Addy has already sprayed. Don't worry, Farmer Jaggu. We will soon rid you of this hornworm problem. The soap solution makes the tomato hornworms fall off and the pepper ensures that they don't come back. All you have to do is inspect the plants every day and make sure they don't return.
Farmer Jaggu watched on amazed. As soon as Addy would spray a plant with the soap solution, the hornworms would fall off. And the moment Avantika sprayed pepper on them, it would ensure that they didn't come back. Farmer Jaggu was very embarrassed for having blamed Biplob for the problem. He sheepishly thanked them for the help.
My garden is always open for you, Biplob. You can come back whenever you want.
He did thank us, but he didn't apologize for being rude.
Children understood the value of helping others in need. Finally, they reached home after an exciting day out in the village and the woods for a well-earned lunch.